This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Fourth plenary meeting of CPN Maoist Central Committee begins. Party Chair and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presents political and organisational report. National Planning Commission endorses approach paper of 16th Periodic Plan. Health Ministry warns of taking action against hospitals failing to operate their own pharmacy. And powerful typhoon lashes southern Japan, forcing evacuations and cutting off power. Now the news in detail. The fourth plenary meeting of the ruling CPN Maoist Centre Central Committee began yesterday. The Maoist Centre Chairperson and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda addressed the meeting at Nepal Academy at Kamaladi in Kathmandu. Inaugurating the meeting, the Maoist Center Chair and Prime Minister Dahal said the good governance campaign started by the government had given a sense of hope among the people. He stressed the need for the party leadership to move ahead learning from the past. Secretary of the party central office, Dr. Prasad Upadhyay, said Chair Dahal presented the political and organizational reports in the meeting. The reports incorporate work divisions of the central members and the party chair. The report stressed coordination among central members from the central to local levels and strengthened the party organization. 18 members of the party put forth their views in the meeting yesterday. The meeting is also said to be holding a discussion on the review of the government and unification with other parties, including the Communist Party of Nepal led by Netra Bikramchand Biplab. Similarly, the meeting will discuss unification proposals sent by Nepal Samajwadi Party led by Dr. Baburam Bhattarai. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed quality transformation in the overall economy of the nation through the National Planning Commission's 16th Periodic Plan. Addressing a meeting of the National Planning Commission held yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence regarding the formulation of the 16th plan, the Prime Minister emphasized on precisely reviewing periodic plans, assessing their contributions to the socio-economic development and social transformation. Prime Minister Dahal also pointed out the need for a massive transformation in the formulation procedures of the government's policies, programs and the budget. The meeting endorsed the approach paper of the 16th Periodic Plan. The meeting decided to take it for wider discussions from province to local levels. The Health Ministry has directed all the hospitals to operate pharmacy under their ownership within 1 month, issuing a notice on the name of all medical institutions in the country. The Health Ministry has warned of taking action against hospitals failing to operate their own pharmacy on their premises. The Ministry has also instructed the hospitals to ensure availability of medicines and medical equipment to be used for treatment within 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has announced plans to initiate a COVID-19 vaccination drive targeting 9 wards starting from August 6 and continuing till August 9. The campaign's primary objective is to vaccinate individuals above 12 years of age. Parliamentary hearing of the 3 of the 6 ambassadors proposed by the government to various diplomatic missions abroad has been completed. The hearing on the proposed ambassadorial candidates for permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Switzerland and France was conducted in the meeting of the Public Hearing Committee under the Federal Parliament. During the hearing, Lok Bahadur Thapa proposed for New York, Ram Prasad Suvedi for Switzerland and Sudhir Bhattarai for France presented their academic credentials, work experiences and action plans. All 3 proposed ambassadorial candidates pledged to conduct high-level visits between Nepal and the designated countries or missions. Furthermore, they rolled out their action plans to make every possible effort to further strengthen the relations between the 2 countries or missions. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Uddhav Thapa, was administered oath of office and secrecy amid a ceremony yesterday. Province Chief Parshuram Khapung administered oath of office to Chief Minister Thapa. The ambassador of Nepal to the United States of America, Sridhar Khatri, has said the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has been a crucial partner for the socio-economic development of Nepal. Inaugurating the screening of audiovisual material related to the promotion of tourism of Nepal at Washington, D.C., Ambassador Khatri said abundant natural heritages and cultural diversity of Nepal had always played laudable role in the global arena. On the occasion, USAID's Deputy Assistant Administrator for Asia, Anjali Kaur, shared that the USAID had placed priority on agriculture, tourism and information technology for Nepal's development. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A typhoon has lashed southern Japan, forcing evacuations and cutting off power to one-third of homes on the Okinawa Islands. According to the BBC, slow-moving typhoon named Hanun threatens to worsen the heaviest rains in more than a century in the region. Meanwhile, the Deluge has killed at least 34 people in China so far. Experts say that extreme weather events like this will become more frequent because of global warming. Hanun follows two other typhoons, Talim and Doksuri, which also drenched the Philippines and Taiwan, killing more than 30 people in the last few weeks. It was expected to make landfall on China's northeast coast on Wednesday, but forecasts now say it is more likely to turn towards Japanese mainland without hitting China. About 20,000 people have been advised to evacuate and nearly 900 flights have been cancelled at Okinawa's Naha Airport. A Russian drone strike has hit Ukrainian port facility at Izmail on the river Danube, a short distance from NATO member state Romania. According to the BBC, a grain warehouse, a passenger building and an elevator for loading grain have all been damaged. Russia began targeting Ukraine's ports after abandoning a UN deal that enabled both countries to export grain safely across the Black Sea. A large fire raised from the port area of Izmail early on Wednesday. Romanian president has condemned Russia's continued attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure in the proximity of Romania as unacceptable. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had told Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will continue efforts to reinstate the Black Sea grain deal, calling for de-escalation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Fourth plenary meeting of CPN Maoist Centre Central Committee begins. Party Chair and Prime Minister Dahal presents political and organisational report. National Planning Commission endorses approach paper of 16th Periodic Plan. Health Ministry warns of taking action against hospitals failing to operate their own pharmacy. and powerful typhoon lashes southern Japan, forcing evacuations and cutting off power. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.